Hello listener, good day. You're welcome to this special program organized by African Cities Research Consortium. The African Cities Research Consortium is conducting a research in a range of cities, including fragile and conflict-affected states. The African Cities Research Consortium are currently working in 12 cities, among which are Lagos, Maiduguri, Freetown, Sierra Leone, Accra, Ghana, Bukavu, Democratic Republic of Congo, Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, among other African cities. Their objective is mainly to generate evidence to tackle complex urbanization problems in some of Africa's fastest growing cities area through localized activity. Listeners, stay tuned as we provide you a robust discussion on African Cities Research Consortium with our experts and consultants from the African Cities Research Consortium. With me in the program, from my left is
Babakura Bukar, the research object lead.
Haruna Ayuba, political settlement lead.
And on my right is
Abdulmutallib Ado Abakar, member of the political settlement team.
Abubakar Manguno, team lead, land and connectivity domain.
Thank you very much, sir. You're welcome to this special program. My name is Elizabeth Amin. Listeners, please stay tuned as we give you a short break. Welcome back. So we will begin with you, Dr. Ayuba, the team lead for political settlement lead. Please, sir, tell our listeners what African Cities Research Consortium is all about.
Thank you. African Cities Research Consortium is a conglomeration of different partners that came together to find out issues that relate to different cities across the breadth and width of Africa. And you have mentioned earlier, we have 13 cities across Africa where this research is taking place. It was conceived in 2019. 2020, the inception note concerning this research was developed. And in Maiduguri, we started conducting this research in Maiduguri in 2022. African Cities Research Consortium has three components in Maiduguri, that's domains in Maiduguri. One of them is political settlement, which is not domain but is a team of its own. Then we have land and connectivity domain, which is a different domain where African Cities Research Consortium is undergoing research. Then we have youth and capability development domain. And equally, we have security and safety domain. These are different areas where African Research Consortium undergoing research in Maiduguri. But by and large, we have up to 10 or 8 different areas. But in Maiduguri, we are restricted to these three domains, political settlement and city of systems.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. We now go to you, Professor Abubakar Manguno, the team lead, land and connectivity domain. What are the objectives of our research body?
Yes, in terms of land and connectivity, we are interested in understanding very deeply the issues related to land, how land is governed in Maiduguri, and how land and as well connectivity. When we talk of connectivity, we are interested in transportation, electricity, and associated infrastructure. How these two are also governed and affected by the conflict. Maiduguri has undergone the experience of conflict, and so we want to understand how the city is affected, in terms of land and its connectivity by this conflict. So, in a nutshell, this is the main focus of land and connectivity. But beyond that also, we want to see how people respond to taxation in Maiduguri in terms of land, how they relate with the infrastructure what are the factors that govern the utilization of this infrastructure, or what we call generally the connectivity, and as well how land itself changes in response to several factors, including security, including connectivity. What is the relationship between land as an important factor of production and connectivity? In other words, for instance, when what is the connection between land as a factor of production and road, for instance, provision of road, provision of electricity? How are these connected? And so we are interested within the city of Maiduguri to understand the linkage between these elements, as it were, land on one hand as a very important factor of production, as an important need of human beings, and then road construction, electricity provision, and in fact, how do people choose where to live in Maiduguri? This is so important, especially when you look at the experience of Maiduguri, the conflict and all that. So this, in a nutshell, is what the focus of land and connectivity research is all about.
Okay. Dr. Abdulmutallib, can you please add to what Prof has just said concerning the objectives of the research?
Thank you for the opportunity to share some of our thought experience and what we've been doing in terms of research related to all this field discussed by other senior colleagues and team members. You know, the general objective, as Haruna has said, we are trying to look at how different sectors are connected to provide a security and overall development in the city, especially that Maiduguri is one of the growing cities in Nigeria and in Africa. As Dr. Haruna has said, when we look at the general team, there is a political settlement with a team which looks at how politics, politicians, powerful people and less powerful people interact in order to ensure that the city developed or otherwise. It is within this that we have looked at the relationship between political class, the settlement, land, youth and capacity. They also look at the issue of security and safety. So the general objective is for us to look at all these sectors and how they relate, and what role political leaders, especially those who are considered as most powerful, in terms of allocating resources, in terms of distribution of resources, in terms of reducing some of the security challenges that are facing the state, particularly as Professor Mungunu has said, issue of land and of connectivity. Who owns land? How do you own land? And what is the relation between the land and the members of the society, the road construction? And if you look at all these things, are determined by a political class. Do they actually construct, allocate land and other things equitably, without looking at, okay, this location is populated by a social set of people, this side of the city is this and that. So this is what we are looking at. And the general objective, as I said, is to look at how these are connected and how can we be able to harness the good side of all these interactions to for the development of the city, especially at this material time where we are rebuilding, we are trying to resettle, we are trying to recover from the long insurgency that actually crippled anything that is considered as a development. I think these are some of the reasons that we've been doing this research.
But I could see that the focus of this research consortium in Nigeria is basically on the in Maiduguri and then Lagos. Why is it these two areas? Because you say areas like prone to crisis and other land issues also.
And Professor Haruna Obuka, you know, who is the off-take lead, and Professor Mungunu will be able to add more on this.
Okay, please, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Elizabeth, for that question. Actually, we focus on Maiduguri because of obvious reasons. One of the reasons is that Maiduguri, being the former capital of Northeast, you know, had passed through series of changes, you know, And in addition to that, if you remember, during insurgency, Maiduguri witnessed series of movement or exodus of people from about 21 local governments or more that were living in Maiduguri. You discovered that Maiduguri experienced overstretch in terms of social amenities such as water, road, virtually everything about Maiduguri was affected then. And if you look at Lagos has a lot of slum dwellers, for instance. And this project is focusing on how African cities were conceived in the beginning, how African cities are battling with how they develop in their own different location across the African cities. If you look at Lagos, you discover that there are so many things about Lagos that is affecting the development of Lagos. Look at slum dwellers in Lagos. Is it Apako location in Lagos? And in those areas, you discover that they have a lot of criminality, and they don't benefit from several social amenities such as water, education, and what have you. And not only that, it brings a lot of criminality. And if you look at Kenya, for instance, in Bukavu, if you look at Kenya, you discover, I have watched it in documentary before I went to Kenya and I saw it myself, where we have a lot of informal settlement where criminality is at its peak. But Maiduguri is not in that cycle. Maiduguri is in the cycle of fastest growing city in the Northeast.
Okay. Apart from this issue of the insurgency,
in addition to insurgency, in spite of insurgency, based on our findings, you discover that with the insurgency, Maiduguri city is expanding at a very rapid stage.
Okay.
Yes.
Should we not say now the focus mainly is for these two cities, but there could be upgrades in other cities? The focus could be in other cities across Nigeria, like cities that have had several issues of crises.
The resources is not enough to cover all the cities.
Okay.
So Nigeria was picked because of its several factors.
Okay.
And in Africa, we have 13 cities that were picked.
Mm-hmm.
And Nigeria, we are lucky, we have two cities. Actually, we started with Maiduguri.
Mm-hmm.
When we started in 2019 and 2020, Lagos was not part of the project.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the arrangement of this particular project, Lagos is coming at phase two, while Maiduguri is in phase one.
Mm-hmm.
So Lagos was not even in the picture of whether it will benefit from this particular activity or not.
Mm-hmm.
Being that as it may, we have only Lagos, Maiduguri, Accra, and Freetown.
Freetown.
In Syria alone. These are the only four cities in West Africa.
Oh, okay.
Then the remaining eight or nine across East Africa and southern part of Africa.
Oh, okay, beautiful.
Let me add a bit in a minute or so to what my colleague has said about the reason for this research. You know, it's important that if you want to solve a problem, you must come from the angle of information. And that's exactly what is playing out. This research is supposed to feed into the next phase, which is the development phase. Now, development partners are looking at how best to intervene in these cities that are affected by challenges of development, including insecurity, like Maiduguri. And that's why the issue of fragility came in earlier on, right?
Yeah.
Now, after this research, whatever findings that we are able to put on the table is going to be utilized to help in funding and solving the challenges of development and management of Maiduguri City and other cities where this study is being carried out. And that is why there is what is called the priority complex problems that the research is going to identify, and not only identify, proper ways of how these complex problems may be solved. That's just the addition I want to make.
Okay.
Yes.
That shows that the research is still ongoing.
It's ongoing.
It's ongoing.
Beautiful. Now we come to you, Malam Babakura Abukar. Please highlight the benefits of the research outcome to the society.
Basically, the research outcome, I think that has almost been answered in the process of the discussion by the other speakers. It is intended.
The research
is intended to come up with a finding that is operationally relevant, so that it will be used as a policy tool, as a development plan, so that the agencies responsible, like the state, federal, and local governments, because every sector, every of the tiers has a stake in Maiduguri or Lagos, because federal government has a role in the development of Maiduguri, so also the state and local government. Maiduguri is a local government, and when we are talking about Maiduguri, we are not looking at Maiduguri metropolitan. There's what we call the greater Maiduguri. We are part of Jere, part of Mapa, and Konduga are also coming in. And on the issue of land, there's also a very important issue, the issue of border or the boundaries between the various local governments. The community members are finding it difficult to understand where they live or where they reside, for instance. And so also the local government council themselves, they are finding it difficult to know where the boundaries of their local government are, particularly between Maiduguri, Jere, Mapa, and Konduga. Now, if this is established, then you can now see the National Boundary Commission, the Maiduguri Metropolitan Council, the Borno State government, and the other local government, they have a responsibility to look at what the findings of this research has established for them to take a major, maybe work with the National Population Commission and the National Boundary Commission to clearly delineate, so that people will know if they have a problem of either healthcare services or water supply or any other public service, they can comfortably knock at the door of the appropriate local government. Unlike the present situation. Now, and at the same time, the problems are not only related to that. The issue of land and connectivity that has been mentioned earlier. You see, the issue of infrastructure, the local governments, they do their own part of responsibility in terms of doing feeder roads and so on and so forth. There are areas that are rural up till this time that we are talking about, within around Maiduguri, Jere, and Mapa. So you can see, once these things are established, the government may look at it as a responsibility to implement appropriate action. There is also the ongoing implementation of the Borno State 25-year development plan and 10-year strategic development plan. So this research can fit in to support whatever they have designed to carry out. So this research finally is going to enrich whatever they want to do, because research or planning implementation is flexible in nature. You will be improving the way you are going, looking at what you have done in the past and so on and so forth. So the benefit to the society, the benefit to the populace are many, and more also this research is concerned about the low income population or groups. So it's going to establish a lot of need for them. So that is the reason why we are here, so that you help us escalate this message to the concerned government agencies and including the partners, because there are so many partners that are here that are supporting one aspect of our developmental issues or the other. So these are some of the benefits this research actually is going to bring. And at the same time, if appropriate actions are implemented, the common people are going to benefit. The issue of land that I have been mentioned, the infrastructure is going to increase the value of properties and land. It is also going to help in the area of control of crime. If there are no roads, you can see that it's going to be very much difficult for even security agencies to comfortably operate when the situation of roads are not very good. So you can see the benefits are numerous. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Marlon Bukar. As it's always said, it is not the research that is the issue, but the implementation is always another issue in when it comes to that in our country. But then we hope that this one will have a good response. I come to you now, Professor Ayuba. It will be important to tell our listeners when this research began in Maiduguri, and then tell our listeners a bit on when the research began. That is
the time we started the research
mm-hmm. in Maiduguri.
Yes.
When you started the research in Maiduguri, and who are the key partners of this consortium?
Yeah, thank you, Elizabeth. We started this project in 2019. That is when it was conceived. In 2020, it took the whole of 2020 to develop the inception note. In 2021, we started implementing the project, and the stage in which we are today, we are still trying to finalize our report. We are still trying to tidy up the report concerning the findings that we have undergone out there on the field. And let me remind you about this thematic area of the particular project.
The uniqueness of the...
One is that there's what we call structural transformation, focused on the manner in which cities in Africa are structured. But that is not a focus in Maiduguri. It is being done in other cities, in the other 13 cities. Then we have neighborhood and district economic development, which is another component of itself. But that is not our focus in Maiduguri. Then we have land and connectivity, which we have in Maiduguri. The next one is housing. It's not part of what we are focusing on in Maiduguri. Then we have informal settlement. It's another component. We are not focusing on that in Maiduguri. Then we have health, well-being, and nutrition. Is another component. We have safety and security. This is one of what we are doing in Maiduguri. Then we have youth and capability development. This is another focus that we are doing in Maiduguri. The reason why we picked three is because these are the burning issues in Maiduguri. And as such, these three, when we went out and began to do some key findings and more findings, survey, to find out what are the burning issues, we discovered that these are the three major areas that we need in Maiduguri, and that's why we focus on these three areas.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not to say that other sectors or other domains are not our problem.
Mm-hmm.
They are a problem, but the resources is not enough to cover up all these domains that we have mentioned earlier on. Concerning the partners, one of them is University of Manchester, as I said earlier, which is the main implementing partner. We have Manchester Metropolitan University. We have International Council for Local Government Initiative, ICLED. We have Foreign Commonwealth Development Office, FCDO. We have Overseas Development Initiatives, ODI. We have International Institute for Environmental and Development, that's IIED. We have International Rescue Committee, IRC. We have Slum Dwellers International, SDI. We have United Nations University, UNU WIDA. Then we equally have Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, LSTM. And we equally have the Partnership for African Social Conference Research, PASCA, you call it. So these are the partners that came together and focus on this particular project that we are talking about, and at the stage of rounding up now, because at the Maiduguri level we are rounding up, but in other cities some are in phase 1, some are in phase 2, others are in phase 3. So very soon we are going to round up our own, but other cities will continue with the project.
Like in Maiduguri, as you have said, we have three domains mainly. That is land and connectivity, youth and capacity. Then we have the security, safety and security. In each of these domains, there are a team of researchers that have conducted research in the field, and they have already generated the data. They have actually analyzed the data. So we are about now to present the findings from each of these domains. And in each domain, there are priority complex where the government, the policymakers can easily enter and make a meaningful impact. So that is what we are saying generally. So it's not only that, okay, it's just one team that has conducted the research. Kwashua is a team, but in the team there are a lot of researchers in the field of safety and security. There are researchers under Professor Mungunu related to land and connectivity. Okay. There are researchers under Professor Ayuba related to political settlement. There are researchers under youth and capacity, which is headed by another person. So in each of these... we have the city of systems. So these are some of the areas. In each of these, there are robust findings that we have on ground. So what we just wait is for us to present the findings for people to see and make impact, input on it. Then probably we'll also present to all the different policymakers. And it's good for the listeners to understand that various stakeholders are consulted and involved. Civil society organizations, Minister for Local Government, the state government, and so many other organizations are part of this. And eventually we'll come up with a very good findings, and we hope it will be able to make an impact in developing the Maiduguri as a complex and growing city.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so we are just focusing on the challenges. I now throw this question to Professor Mungumu, the team lead land and connectivity domain. Highlight some of the challenges associated with political settlement, city of systems and domains.
Well, Ayuba mentioned, there are four teams. Mm-hmm. So I lead one. That's the land. So I rather restrict myself to the challenges that I know we have faced. Let me begin with the challenge of getting the interviewees for us to understand these complex problems that we feel needs to be understood in Maiduguri. You go fix appointment with people over and over, they keep shying away, but we were able to get a substantial number for people to respond to the questions we want them to respond to. And the other challenge is letting the real stakeholders understand the research itself, what it is all about. Why do we need to undergo this research? Dealing with government and government officials sometimes is very difficult, and so you need to get them up to speed exactly what the research is all about, what it holds for the city of Maiduguri, right? And so we had to go over and over and over to make people understand the research itself. We started with advocacy, right? To make sure people understand exactly what we want the research to do. Even with that, there were challenges, associated with, getting some of these people know what you want.
As we about to run the program, Professor Ayuba, do you have any comments, projections on way forward the research?
Yes, to our listeners out there, I think my suggestion goes this way, that the findings of this particular research, it will go a long way to bring about changes, to the beneficiaries. And who are the beneficiaries? The people that live in Maiduguri. And some of the findings will depend largely on some agencies, on some stakeholders that have direct bearing on policy formulation, and individual actors that will have a say to bring about change in terms of development in Maiduguri, because it's not all about government, it's all about who has a stake in the development of city of Maiduguri. So the benefit of this particular project, in summary, is that it will bring about change in terms of economic well-being of the people, it will bring about change in terms of security sector, it will bring about change in terms of other sectors in Maiduguri city, if we apply the suggestions and the findings of this particular research.
Madam Doctor, do you have anything to add to what Dr. Ayuba has just said concerning the projections?
The target, the people we are looking up to are those who are responsible for providing services, providing infrastructure, looking after the welfare of the people, ensuring that the city works for everybody. These are the agencies of government and outside government, that is the development partners and civil society organizations. These are the people that we are actually targeting to sell the ideas to them, to share the findings with them for appropriate action.
Thanks. Dr. Mutali, do you have
anything? I think it's just about the sustainability of a research like this. The city, the research is not just to be ending. It is going to be a continuous process. So let the society appreciate the value of research, and also try to find out solutions to the issues of like the variety complex problems, addressing the issues and also supporting and funding researches like this, so that we can have a research-based interventions in all the problems that are affecting the city. This is one of the best ways through which we can be able to develop the city and, of course, impact on our humanity generally.
Thank you very much. Oh, that's beautiful. Well, listeners, This is how far we can go on this program organized by African Cities Research Consortium. We have informed you how this research body operates and highlighted extensively how they help our African cities, including Maiduguri. Our discussants have been
Luna Ayua,
Babakura Abukar,
Abdul Mutalib Adu Abakar,
Abubakar Mungudu.
And I'm Elizabeth Ame. Thank you for listening and bye for now.